Trump administration's new abortion rule.
We will not stand by as we see our basic health and rights stripped away.
Gunfire and an arrest at a Trump golf club.
He was in there yelling and spewing some information about President Trump.
Final touches for a royal wedding.
It is history in the making.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. The Trump administration is reviving an old rule, and it's sparking new debate on abortion. Live to CBS's Peter King.
Steve, it's a Reagan-era rule that would ban federally funded family planning clinics from discussing abortion with women or sharing space with abortion providers. Abortion rights groups and many medical providers call it a gag rule. Via Skype, we spoke with Planned Parenthood's Erica Sacken.
This rule is clearly an attack on our basic health and rights and is a radical departure from the way that healthcare has operated in this country.
But one abortion opponent says federally funded programs in effect subsidize groups like Planned Parenthood through grants and shouldn't. Those programs serve about 4 million women every year. Federal money cannot be used to pay for abortions. Steve?
There was gunfire overnight at a golf club in Doral, Florida that's owned by President Trump. Police official Juan Perez.
There was some gunfire prior to the officers arriving at the scene. And the fire alarm also was set off. And this was a definite attempt to lure officers into that lobby of the hotel.
The man with the gun who draped a flag over a lobby counter was wounded by authorities. They say he was shouting about Mr. Trump. A morning tweet from the president suggests the Department of Justice is out to frame him for crimes he didn't commit. It follows a theory floated by Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani that the FBI put a spy in the president's 2016 campaign. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy has the latest this morning on the planned summit with North Korea.
We're just reading stories like you are.
The president can't say with certainty that he'll still meet with Kim Jong-un.
We'll see what happens. If the meeting happens, it happens. And if it doesn't, we go on to the next step.
Mr. Trump says planning for the summit continues.
Our people are literally dealing with them right now in terms of making arrangements for the meeting.
But you're not likely to hear this again from National Security Advisor John Bolton.
I think we're looking at the Libya model.
Mr. Trump says Kim will meet a much different fate from Muammar Gaddafi.
He'd be running his country. His country would be very rich.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
It's another day of trade talks between the U.S. and China in Washington. Chinese representatives deny the account of U.S. officials who say Beijing is set to offer up to $200 billion in trade concessions. There's new hope for people who suffer migraines, headaches that can be debilitating. CBS's Jim Shenevy.
It's the first drug to win FDA approval that was specifically designed to prevent chronic migraines. It's a once-a-month shot called Aimovig, the first in a new class of long-acting drugs for migraines. Three other shots are expected to win approval by next year. Current treatments were originally developed for epilepsy and other conditions and can have some serious side effects.
Well, the drug should be available within a week. The yearly cost is close to $7,000. With her father not there, Meghan Markle has asked Britain's Prince Charles to walk her partway down the aisle tomorrow when she marries Prince Harry. CBS's Steve Futterman has more on the racial ripples caused by the American bride.
She calls herself both biracial and black. And for many people here in the UK, Meghan Markle's entrance this weekend into the royal family is a major breakthrough.
It is history in the making.
Many residents here of African descent compare it to another event a decade ago.
We saw Obama, we saw the first black family in the White House, and now we see a young lady of mixed heritage going into the royal family in London. That is something that is just priceless.
Their relationship has at times triggered ugly racist comments. But the people we are meeting here in Windsor this week, black and white, believe there is a message being delivered.
It's good for the country. We are a very multicultural society, and it's going to help that.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, outside Windsor Castle.
Also in Britain, the former Russian spy who was poisoned with a nerve agent in March is now out of the hospital. Sergei Skripal is being held at an undisclosed location now. Britain blames Russia for the attack. There's new information on the school bus dump truck collision in New Jersey yesterday that killed a student and an adult and left more than 40 hurt. A crash that left parents stunned.
I cried the whole time. It's very emotional.
CBS's Michelle Miller.
Local authorities say the bus driver missed the exit, making an illegal U-turn, causing the crash. It is unclear if that bus driver will be facing any charges, but we can tell you that the Paramus School District has canceled all remaining field trips for the rest of this year.
Well, yesterday's big eruption at Hawaii's Kilauea volcano had people scrambling for protective masks. CBS's Mark Strassman.
Officials say leaks of toxic sulfur dioxide gas have spiked to red level zones in some areas, which can lead to choking.
I think that has to do with the fact that the air is still, so we don't have the wind moving it away so much.
Experts with a Hawaiian volcano observatory say that this volcano could get even more explosive at any time, sending ash and toxic gas right into the sky.
Well, there's a growing Ebola outbreak in one of Africa's poorest countries, Congo. 45 cases of the deadly virus have been reported in rural areas, now a larger city, too. 25 patients have died. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
The plan is to do what's called ring immunization. So they're going to actually vaccinate the people who are the contacts. And the hope is that way you can stop the spread. Because if it gets into a big city, a place like Kinshasa with more than 9 million people, that's going to be very hard to contain it.
An 84-year-old Florida man has written a book that claims a late friend told him he was the elusive hijacker D.B. Cooper. That's the alias of a man who hijacked a jetliner over the Pacific Northwest back in 1971 and parachuted out with $200,000. He was never caught. Author Carl Lauren says it was Walter Recca, a former paratrooper and intelligence operative.
Walt and I had many phone calls, meetings, and mailed documents back and forth to slowly unravel the story of the hijacking.
He's never gone over his information with the FBI. It is said it would only reopen the case if there was new physical evidence. This week's raging internet topic has Trump administration insiders taking sides, as we hear from CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
The White House is having some fun with the great debate.
Laurel.
Ivanka Trump, what do you hear?
So clearly Laurel.
Administration staffers from the president's daughter to advisor Kellyanne Conway have an opinion.
It's Laurel. But I could deflect and divert to Yanny if you need me to.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders.
Sarah, it's been reported that you hear Laurel. How do you respond?
Clearly you're getting your information from CNN because that's fake news. All I hear is Yanny.
The final proclamation from the boss.
I hear Covfefe.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The way one expert puts it, the same physical sound is going into everyone's ears, but we hear completely different words. That's the World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast produced this week by Paul Ferry and Mara Rubin. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.